Welcome to Patio Mall on Sacred Ground. I'm your host, Layla Lifestyles. It is the mark of Women's History Month today, and I am proud to say we have our first ever female VP in office. I love that we have made that stride and that we can represent 2021 History Month with a new VP woman. Not only is she a woman, she's a woman of color, Indian and African descent, which really makes me very, very happy. So let's celebrate the little things, which that is a little big thing to me. But yeah, let's celebrate that. We have Kamala. Kamala. But I would like to remind, just because Black History Month has ended does not mean Black history is ever over. Black history is definitely a part of every day, especially for those like me of Black African descent. Afro-Latina, I should say, but African no less. So let's keep supporting. Let's keep striving. And stay steadfast to the movements, guys. Let's do that for our own forward movement. But speaking of Black history, some things I found very, very interesting that I enjoy thoroughly this past month of February. I had the privilege to watch two new historical stories being told. One was, you guys ever heard of Judas? What was it called? Judas and the Black Messiah, I believe is the correct title. Judas and the Black Messiah. That was a very, very good movie. The guy that was in it, I'm so horrible with names, you guys. So I think that was, God, I love him. He was in Get Out. Anywho, I'll come back to him. I know his name. It's gonna pop up. It's gonna pop up in my head. I think it was Daniel. How do you say his last name? Daniel Kaluuya, I think it is. I'm sorry, Daniel, if that's not how you pronunciate your last name. I think it's Daniel Kaluuya. He played Fred Hammond. And of course, the Judas of the story. One of the actors I really love that was in the photograph was Issa Rae. Lakeith Stanfield, I love him as an actor. He's a very, very good actor. The character he portrayed was a guy named Will William or something. I don't recall his last name because he was Judas, you guys. If there's nothing that I hate worse, it's Black people that betrayed other Black people, strong Black people that were just trying to help their communities. I don't like people like that in history, but we seem to have a lot of that. We seem to never learn our lesson that they use us against each other. They did it with Jews. Germans did it with Jews. They did it with Blacks, even when we were slaves. They still do it. So I don't favor those characters, but I love the actor Lakeith Stanfield, and I love the actor Daniel Kaluuya, and he portrayed a great did a great portrayal of Fred Hammond with the Black Panthers, and I believe it was located in Chicago. The setting I can't remember too well, but I just know the context of the movie was extremely awesome. It was a great cast of people. Jesse Plemons was the FBI guy, a up and coming, Black actress that I really have been watching for a long time. Her name is Dominique Fischbach. I really like her. She played the girlfriend / mother of his child to be. Of course he died before his son, came into the world, but they did an awesome job highlighting this story and getting it out there for us to see. Another one that I really, really love from my girl, oh my God, my girl Andra Day playing playing Holiday, playing Billie Holiday. I have never seen a better portrayal for Billie Holiday. Andra Day played Day. That's what I like. Day embodies Day is probably what I will entitle the blog. In the blog, I just love that she embodies her so much. So she did a heck of a job with that. And it just highlighted some stuff that was very interesting to me to learn. In that movie, she had to have Billie Holiday in real life. And this time, I don't know about now because I didn't research that. I normally research those type of things, but you had to have a cabaret card. Like, I thought about it. I'm like, it's like a green card. It's like if you're traveling, it's like a passport. It's just a card to be able to do stuff, like a license to do something. All with the exception of Washington and Philly in that time. But Billie Holiday had to have a cabaret card. And if she performed, doing things that we have people do every day here, they performers. If she performed without it, she could be arrested. So as if we needed anything else added to our list of while we're black. Yes, I thought that was very interesting. I wasn't shocked to find out there was just a yellow another rule to lock up black people. But yeah, they harassed her just like Fred Hammond. I think the exact title of the movie was called United States versus Billie Holiday. And it got me to thinking, why do we have a history of all our black icons that wanted better for black people in the black community? They were a movement in themselves. They were all versus United States, and all of them were killed by the United States. So I really hate that. That's a ugly blood stained fact on this country. That they have to reconcile with in an open dialogue, because until you reconcile the truth, there would never be rest to that fact of our history of our black people. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr. We have so many in history. Medgar Evans, anybody that stood up, Fred Hammond, Billie Holiday, anybody that used who they are and their platform to stand up in our history was killed, was targeted by J. Edgar Hoover. The same system we have right now, the same systematic behavior we have going on right now in this country, the same reason why the movement must go on. That's why I connect the Black History Movement with this story of, you know, it's an everyday thing. We need, it's just natural human equalities that we're asking for. So I urge you guys to check those out if you haven't seen those two movies, Judas and the Black Messiah and United States versus Billie Holiday. And I know United States versus Billie Holiday is on Hulu. Judas and the Black Messiah is on HBO Max. So I hope you guys get around to checking those out. Those are very good. And if you have any others that you know are awesomely written, Black History movies recently, please let me know. I definitely like to see all of that. My next goal is to get my book that's due out tomorrow, which is called Professional Troublemaker. And the author is Lovey. Oh, let me see. I have to look that up. Professional Troublemaker. I know her name is Lovey. I don't know. I don't remember what her last name is. And so I'm looking it up now. Okay, so it is written by, and I think it's pronounced Lovey. It's L-U-V-V-I-E or Luvi. Lovey or Luvi. I like the word Lovey, so I'm hoping it's really Lovey. Is her, I'm hoping that's her real name and not a pseudonym. But it's Lovey Ajayi, which is A-J-A-Y-I. Lovey Ajayi, which is a beautiful, beautiful name. And it is considered a self-help book, but the title is so awesome. Professional Troublemaker. I think everybody is channeling their John Lewis. that good trouble. And so it's professional troublemaker to the Fear Fighter Manual. That's what it's called, the Fear Fighter Manual, professional troublemaker. And it drops tomorrow, but there was a lot of pre-orders and it's getting all the raves. A lot of iconic celebrities, like one of the main people I love has that book by Levi Ajayi. And so definitely I'm looking forward to reading that. I'm a big book lover, book fan, book clubs and all of that. So, and then that's empowering a Black author. And it's just a good read. It's just a good read. So hopefully you guys pick up that book or ebook or Kindle or Audiobook or whatever way you like to read. And let me know your thoughts on it if you get it. Let me know what you've read so far, or if you complete it in a week like I would probably do, what I usually do with books. So I know I'm a big fan of Kerry Washington, and that's who I was referencing, who was promoting the book as well, even though I knew about the book already. I thought that was very awesome. I know she loves book clubs. I definitely know she loves book clubs. So I am a fan of that. So yeah, check that out and let me know how you guys like that. But getting back to Women's History Month, you guys, and celebrating not only our first female VP, Kamala, I wanted to share with you a few of my favorite websites. I know one of the articles I read, this is not one of my favorite websites. This is a new website. This is a newly sought after, looked at website. It's not a new website. I don't know when the website was formed, but I did check it out, and it's called SheKnows.com. I read an article on there that seemed to be very interesting, that was stating ways to empower ourselves, whether you want to make personal changes or you want to take political action. Some ideas are not for everyone, but check it out. I thoroughly enjoyed some of the things they had on there. Like one of them said, go braless. I'm like, we've been in the COVID. Who doesn't, as a woman, who really wears a bra in their home? I know I don't. So yes, the girls get their freedom at home. So that was one of the things that made me laugh so hard, tickled me pink. But my favorite websites to promote during Women History Month and every day, because I use, these are sites I've been using for years. One really, really good one professionally and just overall for women, definitely teach you how to own your own businesses and own your own property and all of those things in the business world. It's really good for that. It's called Her Agenda, HERAGENDA.com. Her Agenda is a great website to go check out. Also, I really, really love all things The Every Girl. It's called The Every Girl. Every girl is one word, but it's all together. TheEveryGirl.com. You guys, if you do not know about that website, I've been onto that website for years. They are an awesome, awesome website. And it's for women, of course. The Every Girl. Then another one I love for all people, but mainly for Black women, Sugarberry. Sugarberry is S-U-G-A, Sugarberry, B-E-R-R-Y. It's one word. Sugarberry is by far one of my absolute favorite, and actually it's the top, maybe the only, because I don't really listen to too many other podcasts, and it's weird because I'm making a podcast and hoping to grow it, but I just like to share things and just have a talk with you guys. But Sugarberry, I absolutely love their podcast. I love Tika Supton. I love her. She has a podcast on there with another lady. Her name eludes me, and I'm very sorry to her. I am very bad with the names of things and people, but I do know Tika, and I love Tika. And I think they had just recently did a podcast with Tashina Arnold, which who doesn't love Tashina? I love Tashina. It also has articles and stuff on there. It's not just a podcast website. It's everything, all things Black. Therapeutic. I can't speak, you guys. Therapeutic. They got things for mental health and therapy as far as that, or even things just, you know, it's like a Be Well type segment. So it's not just mental health, it's things in the house that, you know, for moms, like mom guilt is a thing, and things that we like our house to be like, or tips for living and enjoying every day. Just albeit sometimes it might even be some things on there for drinking. I think I saw something that tell you take a drink, moms. We need it. But another podcast that I listened to recently, from them, from Sugarberry, it's Sugarberry Podcast. Another interview I listened to was with Garcelle Bouvas. And if anybody know Garcelle Bouvas, she is the first Black female cast member for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the first Black one. She also, I think she works with, what is that show called? I don't watch the show. The Real. I'm not a fan of that show, but I think she works with them now as a host. I'm not a fan. I don't think I'm going to look at that personally. I tried it one time before and I didn't like it. I definitely tried it when a couple of people I did like was on there, and now they're gone. So I'm like, they're gone for a reason. And I don't know if Garcelle's going to stay there after a while either. She's really great. I love her. I will support anything she's in, you know, Coming to America. Speaking of that, that comes out in a couple of days on the 5th. Coming to America too, and she's back in there, so that's really good. But yeah, they got a lot of juicy things on there, Black food goodies type thing, and just all of those different goodies, and facials and minis and all of that stuff. So those are my top three, maybe the only websites I really stick to. And so I'm going to make it a point to research some other women websites for Women History Month and make a blog of it to just, you know, put in there what I found for the benefit of it's Women's History Month. Let me honor it. But I did want to share in my favorite websites, and that is HerAgenda.com, TheEveryGirl.com, and SugarBerry.com. And of course, my website, LaylaLifestyles.com, the informational website, and my business website, Layla Lifestyles Beauty Bar. But Layla Lifestyles is informational. So, of course, I love my own. it's good to shout myself out. But yeah, I just wanted to share some short, sweet, simple ideas and welcome in the month of the dawn of Women History Month. Over this time, I will probably be writing a few things in my blog, more so than my podcast, that will just pay homage to women in our history, like the women's suffrage. It doesn't matter when it started with the white women and the Black women, just women in general, no matter your color or creed. I definitely wanted to highlight my favorite women and what they're doing and how they're inspiring, just like Kerry Washington. If you guys do not follow Kerry Washington, go to Instagram. She also has me in her text group, so she's one of those that's been doing the text group for a very, very long time as well. But definitely go to her Instagram. She's always in the movement, so I definitely love her. I love her so much. It's other women I follow. Not too many. They have to be inspiring. I love this woman and her family. It's very funny. If you like funny videos, I want to shout out Afro by Sarah, AfroBysara. She's on Instagram. I follow her and her beautiful family, her two children and her husband. And it's so funny. She danced. She's so good at dancing. But she has the whole family dancing. But she makes very funny videos. And it's so ingenious, and it's such reality. I love her. I also love Chrissy Teigen. Of course, love Chrissy Teigen forever. She is the ultimate funny girl. Just her whole personality and soul. She the one got me more into loving John Legend. I always loved John Legend's music, but to get to know him as a person, I didn't start like really being interested in all of that, because I'm definitely not one of those celebrity fandom type people. I'm not that. But if they have a cause like Kerry Washington, for Black people and movements and stuff like that, I'm very into it. Like Michelle Obama and stuff like that. Of course, she is my fandom woman of all time. That is the only person I would fan out on. And like I said, she calls me to like Barack Obama. So it's, you know, we women make the men. That's in my opinion. We women make the men. And so very, very great women and smart men will say that. I'm sure Barack Obama has said that a million times. And John Legend definitely says that. So Chrissy Teigen is also one to follow if you're not following her. I love, love, love her. You won't hear me talk about reality TV people. I'm not that person. I like people with substance, like Ava DuVernay. I follow her. She's awesome. There's this really good keto lady, and she's the sweetest person ever. I've spoken to her a couple times, and her name is Maria Emmerich, and I think it's pronunciated Emmerich. It's Emmerich. And she also cooks, have been known to cook and give a few meal recipes or something like that, to Halle Berry. So I learned that through her page, but I love her as a person. I love her. I definitely also love Viola Davis. You guys need to follow her. She always spotlight very important people, important things that's going on. So those are just a few. I think it's no more than a couple more that I really follow, like Lupita Nyong'o. I love her. She's so beautiful too, you guys. Oh my God, I love her. And this was before Black Panther. I love her. She's just always been a beautiful soul. Serena Williams, a shout out for Women's Month. I'm trying to think of all the women I really, really love and admire for what they're doing. Of course, we got our women on the Hill. Don't want to forget them. AOC, Rashida Tlaib. Oh God, what is the woman name? It's like a good women pack. I forget all of their names, you guys. Forgive me for that. It eludes me. I know, what's her name? Ilian or something like that. I can't remember her name, how to pronunciate it, but it's the iconic four or five, and I love them. They're doing something. I watch them. I'm very into seeing what's going on with our world, our country, and stuff like that. A couple of my majors, international social justice and master's in international affairs. So that is definitely my interest. But yeah, those are a few. Of course, if I could think off the cuff, Tracy Ellis is a good person I really love. And Alicia Keys, definitely. I know I'm missing a lot of women, but Alicia Keys popped in my head just now, and I'm like, yes, 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 everything yes about her. That Alicia Keys, I've loved her ever since her first track hit. She's just like Lauryn Hill to me. That is my girl, but she surpassed Lauryn. Lauryn always stood for something, but Alicia Keys do too, and she's still doing more. So, I definitely love her. So if you're not following any of those people, I urge you to follow them. But, I would say the one I really look at most times on Instagram, I'm not a real Instagram person. I don't stay on there too much. But I do try to see what Kerry Washington got going on. I love her. I loved her long before she was on regular TV, primetime TV of ABC, Scandal. I know a lot of people like her from that. But no, I've loved her before then. But one other person I really, really love, I think she is very inspiring and lovable as well. And that's Reese Witherspoon. She's so cute in the little country accent and everything. But you guys, whether you know it or not, she do a lot for our communities as well. She stand up and she spotlight movements that reflect the black people as a whole as well. So I really love and admire her so much. So yeah, those are just a few, and I want to leave it there with those sharing. And I want to say one last thing. I hope you guys will prepare to watch Soul of a Nation. It is going to be an awesome, basically, I guess you would call it a TV event. Also, TV event. It will be on, I think it was ABC, and definitely check that because it comes on tomorrow night, 9 Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, check that out. I believe it is ABC. I'm gonna look right now to see. Yeah, it's gonna be on ABC. It's premiering on tomorrow, which is March 2nd, Soul of a Nation at 9 Central, 10 Eastern Standard Time. So definitely you guys check that out. And if you don't check it out at the time it comes on, do know that it should be available on Hulu the next day. But I do hope you guys stand up and watch and support. There's something to be said about watching it in live time so they can get the accurate ratings. But it's for us. It's made by us, for us, the beauty of black and the soul of our nation. So it's intimate, it's going to be deep, it's going to be heartfelt, it's going to be empowering, it's going to be inspiring. It's for all people, black people, by black people. It's covering all things, real stories, real conversations they'll be having. Just so many people would be there. There'd be great music, but it's us, you guys. It's celebration Tuesday, this March, the 2nd, Soul of a Nation. It is going to premiere at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time. I will definitely be watching. All right, you guys, that is all for today. Pazziamo.